Hi everyone, I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura, and I forgot what happened in day one. So let's do a recap.
Well, previously on Wendy's trip to New York.
Oh, okay.
Right?
It's like her first time, right?
I know, it's her first time to New York. She's never been there before.
Oh, so of course,
naturally, she doesn't know where to go. Mm-hmm. And she asks for help.
Okay, 我不管是第一次还是第一百次去任何地方，我一定都会需要怎么样？问路 ，ask for directions。那 Wendy 第一次来到纽约，当然她就是要问这个当地人的 New Yorker， 我到底在哪里 ？How do I get to？Well, her hotel, right?
Yeah. And luckily, she was very, very, very nice. And she met someone to help her with directions. Now, I think she's going to have difficulties again in this article because, give her a break. It's her first time there. So let's take a look and see where she's going this time.
Help! I'm lost. 请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today we're going to learn how to ask for directions.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
Hotel. Train station. Avenue. Subway station. Post office. Stadium. Traffic light.Boulevard. City Hall.
Sorry to bother you, but how do I get to Times Square?
Take 49th Street toward 5th Avenue. You will pass the Rockefeller Center on the right.
Is Times Square next to the Rockefeller Center?
No, you'll need to walk to 7th Avenue and then turn left.
Let me write this down so I don't forget.
Once you're on 7th Avenue, walk down 2.5 blocks.
Will it be on the left or the right?
It'll be on your right before 46th Street.
I appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
Bother. Bother. Don't bother Daphne. She needs to rest. Don't bother Daphne. She needs to rest. Next to. Next to. Max told us to meet him at.The 7-Eleven next to his hotel.
Max told us to meet him at the 7-Eleven next to his hotel. Forget. Forget. Forget, forgot, forgotten. Don't forget to study for the math test on Friday. Don't forget to study for the math test on Friday. Half. Half. I wasn't hungry, so I only ate half of my sandwich. I wasn't hungry, so I only ate half of my sandwich.
So Wendy, again, she's going to somewhere and she says, sorry to bother you, but how do I get to Times Square?
Ooh.
Oh, we all heard of this, right? Times Square is a very, 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 very famous place to visit in New York. And it's, you know, the place with all the signs and the lights. And as a person whose first visit is to New York,
you gotta go there.
Definitely somewhere that you need to go.
Yeah, it's a must see, must go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 当然呢 ，Wendy 呢，她又开始要问路，啊，难免嘛，因为她第一次到纽约，所以她就说。Sorry to bother you, 不好意思打扰你了。请问我要如何去这个 Times Square? 你不要说你不知道这个地方，太夸张了。
Yeah.
这是时代广场啊，鼎鼎有名的 ,OK? So how do I get to, 或者我们也可以说 where is 什么什么地方，大家都知道就是在哪里，要怎么去 ,OK?、
Mm-hmm.
So here we see the verb bother, right?
Yeah, she didn't want to...bother people, and this is our word, prior word. It's spelled B-O-T-H-E-R, bother. Bother here is a verb, and it means to interrupt somebody or to talk to somebody when they don't want to talk to you. So, yeah, if you have a younger brother, or if you are the younger brother or sister, sometimes you might bother your older siblings because they don't want to play with you, they don't want to talk to you, so you are bothering them, or you could even bother your parents as well. For example, we can use it in a sentence like this. We can say, don't bother Daphne. She needs to rest. Don't bother Daphne. She needs to rest.
Bother, 我们来看一下这个动词，当然就是打扰的意思。像是刚刚的例句就是说，哎呦，不要打扰 Daphne. Don't bother Daphne. She needs to rest. 她需要休息啊。或者有时候妈妈可能也会跟这个兄弟姐妹 siblings 想说 Danny, don't bother Ellen while she's reading. 就是可能小朋友都喜欢去闹姐姐啦，就觉得很烦。那有时候我们可能很礼貌的时候就说，哎，如果现在就是放音乐的话，会不会打扰到你？因为可能她在工作，她不喜欢听到有声音。那我就可以这么问啦， Would it bother you if I put on some music?
No way.
Okay, now sometimes we also can use this phrase to not bother yourself about or with something. That means to not worry or to be concerned about something. 就是不要担忧烦恼什么事情。For example, he decided he wasn't going to bother himself about the opinions of others. Yeah, just
That's
be yourself.
Right.
Okay, 不要想别人怎么
想。Yeah, you can say, I can't be bothered. Can't be bothered. So you don't have to deal with that.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that. Can't be bothered.
Right.
All right, so next the article says she meets Paula. And Paula is giving her directions again. She says, take 49th Street toward 5th Avenue. Ooh, 5th Avenue is also a very famous place. You will pass the Rockefeller Center on the right.
Rockefeller
Center.
Yeah,
so we're passing by a lot of famous places. So 5th Avenue, of course, is the street with a lot of the name brands, and, you know, luxury brands.
And it's kind of in movies, too.
I know. It's a very famous street. And you will pass by the Rockefeller Center, which is on the right. Now, we see the word toward. Toward is a preposition, and it means it's a motion of going to something.
Yeah.
Like this. So if something is going straight to you, it says it's coming towards you, or it's heading towards you. For example, there's many ways to move around. For example, you can move forward, means walking forward, or you can move backwards, is to move back, or sideways, forward.
A lot of directions, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 我们来看一下 Paula. Paula is so hot. 没有开玩笑的。Okay, Paula 就说 take 49th Street toward 5th Avenue. 哇，这里我们都提到非常有名的纽约的一些景点了，就是走49街，然后往第五大道的方向去。 那这个 toward 就是朝向哪里哪里的介系词的意思哦。所以呢，这里他说你会怎么样？你的右手边会经过 Rockefeller Center， Rockefeller 中心。Okay, so okay, let's take a look at what Wendy says.
So Wendy says, is Times Square next to the Rockefeller Center? Because remember, her main goal is to get to Times Square.
Yeah, don't get distracted. 就不要开始在那边逛街的感觉，因为他其实是要去哪里？是去 Times Square。所以这时候 Wendy 就很好奇，问他说：“哎，那这个 Times Square 就是时代广场，是在 Rockefeller 中心的旁边吗？”Next to.
That's right. And next to is also a word power word, and it's spelled next, N-E-X-T.A new word, to, next to. Next to is actually a phrase, and it means very close to someone or something. You don't have another person in between. You don't have another building in between. And there's no space in between. So, for example, Laura and I, we were standing next to each other, or we were standing beside one another. So beside is also kind of the same meaning as next to. Beside is spelled B-E-S-I-D-E.For example, we can use next to in a sentence like this. We can say, Max told us to meet him at the 7-Eleven next to his hotel. Max told us to meet him at the 7-Eleven next to his hotel. Oh my god, who is this pretty girl next to me?
Are you talking about me?
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
I think
and
it's Laura.
This beautiful person next to me is Tiffany, of course. Oh. Why are we talking about next to? Because it's a word about word. Next to 就是在什么旁边的意思。As you can see, 我旁边这个正妹就是 Tiffany. Okay. 那常常我们也会用 between, 就是介于两者的中间。或者是我们也可以用 beside, 也有旁边的意思哦。所以刚刚的例句提到就是 Max, 他叫我们在这个饭店旁边的 oh, your favorite place, 7-Eleven.跟他碰面哦。Okay, so like right now, I'm standing right next to Tiffany. 这样你们就应该知道 next to 或是 beside 都有旁边的意思哦。Okay, let's continue reading.
That's right. Paula then says, No, you'll need to walk to 7th Avenue and then turn left. Oh my goodness.
Okay, more directions.
More directions. More directions.
Okay, luckily Paula knows her way. Paula 就说、yeah. 没有没有，你其实要走到怎么样呢？7th Avenue 就是第七大道，然后左转 turn left.
And then Wendy's like, okay, let me write this down so I don't forget. Actually, that's very smart because、I definitely will forget that. That's a lot of directions.
真的，所以好险 Wendy 她很聪明，她说，哎，等一下，我先把它写下来，这样我才不会怎么样忘记 forget.
And forget is also a word power word. It's spelled F-O-R-G-E-T. Forget.Forget is a verb and it means to not remember facts, information, people, or things from the past. So you don't remember anything basically. For example, we can say, don't forget to study for the math test on Friday. Don't forget to study for the math test on Friday.
Okay, I won't forget that. Okay, forget 是什么呢？就是忘记的意思啦。那不过呢，因为它是个动词，我们先来注意一下它动词三态的变化，就是 forget, forgot, F-O-R-G-O-T, forgotten, F-O-R-G-O-T-T-E-N。像是刚刚呢 ，Tiffany 老师提到，就是要别忘了准备星期五的什么呢 ？Math test， 他最怕的就是数学考试喽。那如果常常你很容易忘东忘西呢？像是我可能会，你可能说我一直忘记她叫什么名字，你就可以说 I keep forgetting her name. That happens to me a lot. You know, I'm really bad at names. Okay, 或者呢，如果你 forget to do something， 就是忘记做某件事情。可如果你已经做了某件事情，可是你整个忘掉，就是 forget something. Okay, 好 forget doing something 之类的。那如果你是一个非常健忘的人， 你要怎么形容自己呢？你就可以说 you're very forgetful person， 后面字尾接 F-U-L， 很多很多的忘记就是健忘的意思啦。
Alright, but I won't forget what you explained about this word. Alright, so next the article says, Paula says, once you're on 7th Avenue, walk down 2.5 blocks. There's so much walking. Alright, so remember last time we learned the word block?、
Yeah.
Block is the distance from one street to the other street. So she still has to walk about half a block. Just one half of it first.
Okay.所以他会变得很瘦，没有了。So far 就是一旦你走到第七大道呢，就是怎么样往前走 二又二分之一的，还记不记得 blocks 我们学过的就是街区。这里我们先来学一下 once， 在这里不是一次两次 once twice 那种哦，它是一旦怎么样，就是 as soon as 的意思。比方像是 once she spoke， oh I recognized her， 有没有大家有遇到这种情况，就是可能不记得她是谁，可她一讲话就哦我知道她是谁，我想起来了，我认出来了。
You know her voice. That's right. And we also saw the word prior word half. Half is spelled H-A-L-F, half. Half is a noun and it means exactly or about 50% of something. For example, it could be time, it could be a pizza slice, it could be cake, it could be distance, number. It's 50% of that, half of that. For example, we can say, I wasn't hungry, so I only ate half of my sandwich. I wasn't hungry, so I only ate half of my sandwich.
I'm hungry. Can I please have the other half?
Sure.
Okay, half 是什么呢？就是一半的意思咯。在这里是当作名词来用。像是刚刚例句提到说，我不太饿，所以我吃了一半的三明治哦。那有时候我们可能饼干我们就是要弄一半，那我就可以说 I broke the cookie into halves， 就是有两半的意思。或者有时候可能一半比较大，一半比较小，就是which half do you want？ 你想要哪一个一半的地方？他就说，I'll take the smaller half， 我要比较小的那一块哦。
Okay, fine, I'll take the big one.
Yeah, of course, two halves make a whole， 就是两个加起来当然就是一整个啦。
Right, so we make a whole.
Okay, nice.
And we're half now. All right. Next, Wendy says, will it be on the left or right? Okay, so she's still not sure. She's asking to make sure that will it be on the left side or the right side?
Okay, so Wendy wants to be more careful.
Yeah.
Okay, 她说会在左边还是在右边？然后 Paula 就说
It will be on your right, before 46th Street.
为什么听起来越来越 confusing？ Yeah. 还记不记得我们学到 confusing？ 所以在46街之前，你就会看到在你的右边 on your right.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it's very, very obvious when you get to Times Square. So hopefully she won't have a problem with that. But then the article Wendy says, I appreciate your help. Aww. So she's very lucky to have met some nice people in New York. She says she appreciates Paula's help. Now when you appreciate someone or something, it means that you really feel thankful for them. So I really appreciate that. Laura is my friend.
I know, I appreciate that you appreciate me.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you.
我们来看一下最后 Wendy 当然就是要表达感谢感激。这样的英文我们可以说 I really appreciate something something. Appreciate 当然就是感激的意思，所以她当然感激她的 help， 她的帮忙帮助咯。
And of course Paula says youreWelcome.
Oh, okay. Paul 当然就是非常客气的说啊，我不客气啦。Okay, but don't forget we have our magic box before our wrap up. So don't go away yet.
Magic box, 小亮点。
Hi guys, welcome to today's Magic Box. 今天啊，在文章里我们看到 Paula 说 ，Once you're on 7th Avenue, walk down 2.5 blocks. 这里用 once 开头的句子，你会不会想说，诶，这里为什么是用 once 啊 ？Once 我们平常学的用法，意思跟 one time 一样。比如说 ，My dream is to travel once a year. My dream is to travel once a year. 就是我希望每年出国一次。这里一年一次就用 once a year。那两次呢？我们一样不会说 two times， 而是用 twice。就是那个有台湾之光子语的那个 twice 啦，这样有没有很好记？所以啊，我们用 twice 放进去一样也可以。比如说造个句子 ，I call my boyfriend twice a day。I call my boyfriend twice a day。那如果一天不只打两次啊，你可能打很多次，三次、四次、五次，就不要太复杂，就直接 three times, four times, or five times a day。那讲了这个 once 当副词的用法呢，今天 Magic Box 要介绍 once 当作连接词的用法。once 当连接词呢，表示一怎么怎么样，就怎么怎么样。比如说这里的句子呢，是说你一到第七大道呢，就可以再继续往下走两个半街区。所以 once 可以用来表示某件事情发生后，后续立马又发生了什么事情，而且可以放在句首或者是句中，非常好用哦。比如说 ，The fans started to scream once the Korean star arrived at the airport。 The fans started to scream once the Korean star arrived at the airport. 意思就是欧巴一到机场，粉丝马上开始尖叫。用了 once 啊，就更强调其中的时间感啦。所以今天 Magic Box 整理了 once 的用法，维尼要请你们帮帮忙啦。你看到这里打乱的字，你可以帮我重新整理句子应该长怎么样吗？那别走开哦，马上就要公布答案喽。
The answer is the boys stopped fighting once they saw the sign for Disneyland.
你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽
！Laura, I'm going to give you a test.
You are? Is it a math test?
Oh, no, thank God. Because I'm really bad at those.
Okay, 那我们要玩的东西呢？其实你们也可以跟我们一起玩哦。我们要考考你哦。这次有点不一样，我们要你填空，所以你可能要根据这个那个 context， 就是那个上下文去猜猜这句话的当中应该要填什么字。Kind of like fill in the blanks.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's try it. The first、okay. sentence is,、I cannot finish this pizza by myself. Will you blank with me?Will you eat blank of it with me?
Oh, okay, okay. 我没有办法全部吃掉一个披萨。Mm-hmm. 你可不可以吃？我觉得应该是吃一半。Half of it.
Good. Very good. How
okay,
do you spell
okay.
that?
H-A-L-F.
Good.
Okay. Right. Well, I couldn't spell that. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Almost.
Did you guys spell it? All right. So next one, we can say, your sister is studying, so please don't.Blank her.
这个超简单的，你的姐姐或是妹妹在念书，所以不要怎么样去打扰她。还记不记得当时怎么说 ？Bother.
Yeah, so annoying these kids.
Yeah.
All right, so we can say, on the airplane, I sat blank to Laura.
哦，当然要跟我坐在一起啦，在飞机上，所以一定是 next to， 就是坐在旁边。Ooh.Did you get it right?
We'll be so noisy. They're going to kick us off the plane.
真的。
All right, so the last one is, please don't blank to study for your test next week.
下个礼拜要考试，绝对不要忘记。这个字很简单，就是 forget.
Oh,
I got 4 out of 4. Did you、Yay. Get them all right?
Don't forget these words.、Mm. And well, don't forget to see us next
And
time.
And don't forget us.
Bye.
I'm Laura. This is Tiffany. Bye.
Help! I'm lost! Hotel Train station Avenue Subway station Post office Stadium Traffic light Boulevard City hall
Sorry to bother you, but how do I get to Times Square?
Take 49th Street toward 5th Avenue. You will pass the Rockefeller Center on the right.
Is Times Square next to the Rockefeller Center?
No, you'll need to walk to 7th Avenue and then turn left.
Let me write this down so I don't forget.
Once you're on 7th Avenue, walk down 2.5 blocks.
Will it be on the left or the right?
It'll be on your right before 46th Street.
I appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
Bother. Bother. Don't bother Daphne. She needs to rest. Don't bother Daphne. She needs to rest.Next to, next to. Max told us to meet him at the 7-Eleven next to his hotel. Max told us to meet him at the 7-Eleven next to his hotel. Forget, forget.Forget, forgot, forgotten. Don't forget to study for the math test on Friday. Don't forget to study for the math test on Friday. Half, half. I wasn't hungry, so I only ate half of my sandwich. I wasn't hungry, so I only ate half of my sandwich.